If you've been on campus the last few weeks, you've likely noticed the arrival of a new crowd. You've probably seen them out and about, swarming around unassuming students. You've definitely found them on your jacket, caught them in your hair, and even maybe had the pleasure of inhaling a few. That's right, we're talking about gnats, everyone's least favorite pest returning once again for spring quarter.
They're really annoying, and there were so many in my room last night, and there's just so many every other time. I feel like there's less now than there were the last couple weeks, but like, yeah, I still can't like open my window because they just all fly into my room. And I was just killing probably 30 gnats last night on the walls of my room. So they're definitely a nuisance.
That was Weinberg freshman Maggie Rose Barron. Her opinion seems to represent the strong anti-gnat sentiment shared by most students here at Northwestern. Here's what Weinberg freshman Cedric Sarfo and Isaac Sin, along with McCormick freshman Junwoo Park, had to add.
Man, I hate the gnats, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I walk outside, you know, go to class, all of a sudden I'm being attacked by swarms and swarms. Like, this was not in the brochure. You know, I'm doing my best to navigate, of course, but it's tough. And I know, personally, some people, you know, they got windows with, like, holes in them or whatnot, right? And so then the gnats are coming through, and, like, all of a sudden you have extra roommates that you didn't expect at the beginning of the year. So I say overall it's the gnats are a net negative.
Yeah, man, I mean, going with it, gnats are crazy. I don't know, like, sometimes I'll be walking outside, I feel like I'm chilling, and I'm walking with my headphones on, going to class, going to tech. And then the gnats, and there'd be gnats. Also, third floor, elder bathroom. You go to the sink near the window. Bro, it's like a breeding ground for gnats, I'm telling you. Take off your coat in class, gnats everywhere. That's where they're like breeding on you. They're breeding on your shoulders. They're breeding in the bathrooms. Bro, they're breeding in mud. Anywhere and everywhere on campus, it's crazy. I'm not sure if they pay tuition, but they're living with us.
Yeah, honestly, like, it's kind of crazy to think that, like, before a class, you have to, like, check your hair, your clothes, your face to make sure gnats aren't on them. And then, like, the dining halls, you have to make sure there's no gnats in your food. So it kind of sucks, I'm not going to lie.
At the very least, the gnats have provided memorable and unique experiences for students, while not always or even usually pleasant. They definitely keep you on your toes.
So this was like the very beginning. This was like before they were like really prevalent everywhere, and my window was open. And all of a sudden, like, I realized that my friend realized that there were a bunch of just bugs on the walls. And I was trying to kill a bunch of them. And then I realized that there were about 12 of them in my lamp. So we then had to unplug my lamp and take the lamp out into the hallway and, like, dump the lampshade into the garbage to get, like, the 12 gnats out of the lampshade. And that basically happens every single time I open my window.
I mean, there's mad gnats in my room. I won't even lie to you. I mean, it just sucks. I cleaned, I was, you know, doing a little cleaning, you know, keep my space tidy. That way my mom wouldn't be upset with me. And I'm telling you, the amount of gnats I threw away was just ungodly. It just shouldn't even be the case. But yeah, there's a lot of gnats in my room, unfortunately.
I was in the dining hall. And I had a piece of pineapple. I was about to eat it, and I saw this little black speck on it. I looked a little closer. It was a gnat. I was like, man, there's gnats in my food now. But I don't know, honestly, like, maybe a week or two with gnats. I'm like, chill now. And I go to mud, I'd be studying with the gnats. Like, they'd be on my desk chilling. We'd be doing math together. Yeah.
Much to the student body's dismay, the gnats have yet to fail to make their yearly return, as the Lakeville and Lake Michigan in the spring provide optimal breeding conditions. Many aren't sure why the gnats have made such an aggressive comeback this year, though, so students have had to resort to their own speculation.
You know, I actually looked that up because, like, it doesn't make sense, you know, when I thought about it, because it was warm in the fall, but there weren't gnats. But I looked it up, and it's like it's been a problem for like years on this campus, and in Evanston in general, it's been a problem. Why they're here, I can only suspect is trying to ruin my spring quarter. You know, my fall quarter was kind of rough, my winter quarter was kind of rough, so I'm like, spring quarter is my quarter. And then the gnats said no. So I said, all right, next year, I guess. So I'll keep it buck.
I think they're just here to listen to Remy Wolf and Dilla Day, bro.
Remy Wolf, bro?
Yeah.
She cool, I guess.
For WNUR News, this is Izzy Perea.